Thank you for joining Church and Culture Program. I'm so happy today to have two gentlemen from the Habitat for Humanity, Mr. Bradley Tyson and Mr. Ben Blackwell. And they do such a wonderful work in the community. Gentlemen, thank you for joining our program today.
Thank you.
Hey, hello.
So we're just going to get started. And Bradley, I would love if you could just tell us a little bit about your work with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. So as Wilbur said, my name is Bradley Tyson. I've been with Habitat about 4 years, coming up in a few weeks. But my title there is Neighborhood Connection Coordinator. So a lot of what I do is just strengthen the bridges in the community we may have and make new bridges, just really bringing people back to Habitat and allow them to understand what we do.
Okay. Ben, if you could tell us a little bit about your role with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, like I said, my name is Ben, and I've been at Habitat now for about 3 years. I came on as the warehouse assistant, and they wanted me primarily to work with some of the volunteers that had been coming into the warehouse at that time. And in my time there, they have expanded that significantly, where I'm with volunteers just about every single day, working with a lot of fantastic people who do a lot of great work with Habitat. Just had a fantastic opportunity this morning to work with one of the faith tribes in our area, a part of our faith build this morning. It was just a fantastic thing to be a part of, and thankful to God every day that I get to do what I do.
Amen.
That's awesome. You know, gentlemen, the Habitat for Humanity has definitely had a presence in Stark County, and specifically in the city of Canton. If you could share with us, what is the mission of Habitat for Humanity?
The mission of Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio, is it's seeking to put God's love into action. And Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope.
Yeah.
You said East Central Ohio. How large is that footprint?
Yeah, so we are in 5 counties. We are in Stark County, Jefferson County, Carroll County, Harrison County, and Tusk County.
Wow, that is a pretty broad area to serve. So it's not just exclusively Stark County or even Canton.
No. We do do a decent amount of work, obviously, in Stark County because that's where we are, but we do make our footprints elsewhere.
You know, I got to tell you, I have attended the pastor's roundtable, which I think is an effective means to bring individuals, clergymen together to pull resources. You know, the question I have is, what was the driving force to establish such, in my opinion, it's a ministry?
So I'm going to just start with the mission statement of the Southeast Table. Then we can kind of talk from there. So it says, mm-hmm. Habitat for Humanity Southeast Table exists, okay, to reflect the unity of Christ by bringing people together across faith traditions to put his love into action.
Well, one thing I will say, Habitat has done a lot in terms of building homes, bringing, providing the opportunities for people to have home ownership, which has really made a contribution to this community. One thing I celebrate, I really do celebrate this, is the fact that Habitat, they have made a commitment to the Southeast section of Canton. And why was such a decision made?
I think there is just a great amount of need in that area. And obviously, you know, in this Habitat affiliate's been around for nearly 38 years and making its home in Canton. That's just, I know that's where our first home ever built is down in there. And I think our 600th home as well. Mm-hmm. And is it our 700 going to be built down there as well?
I don't think so.
We've, you know, just got a great footprint in it because we see a need. And going back, if we can, to the Southeast table, you know, Brad shared the mission statement, but we saw a need as well, just to for unity of the churches to begin with. I mean, that's really John 17. Brad and I had lots of conversations before even making Southeast Table a thing about what the church needs today, and it was that sense of unity, and where Jesus prayed that, you know, the world will know that God sent him when we are one.
Yeah.
Brad set up a time for some pastors to get together, and lo and behold, a bunch of you guys came. And it's just been a ball that started rolling. And, I know you guys shared a lot of the needs in the Southeast side.
Yes.
Certainly, the need is for Christ to be there. So to bring about that unity and make him known, that's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Going back and forth, kind of what Ben is saying is, so I think your question kind of was going in a sense of Habitat has been very committed to the Southeast. And I think the Southeast has been very committed to itself too, by taking care of itself.
Yes.
Out of a lot of history of the, like, I guess different parts of, Canton, I would say the Southeast has a rich history of being to be able to preserve itself. You can walk to the Southeast and I'm going to have the culture of talking to a lady on 3rd Street or talking to the lady on 4th Street, because that's just the culture of the Southeast. So when Habitat came along and we put our first house in there, we revisited it and we said, we really want to change this community. The Southeast table was birthed because you can't change a culture without talking to the people who touch the people, the shepherds. So the heart was, let's get the shepherds in the room. And by that, that's the Jesus we serve.
Mm-hmm.
By that, by those hands, those people will be changed. So it almost worked me up because me and Ben was just talking about it. And that's crazy. That's, forgive me because we're on radio. But like, seriously, though, it brings me great joy that a group of 15 pastors are willing to lay their pride, their vulnerability, their some belief sets, some things they may trust, to come in a room and sit before two men like me and Ben and say, we want to do the same thing Habitat is doing because we love the people too.
Yep.
That's, and from that meeting, when you said what kept it going, y'all kept it going because y'all hearts are pure. Y'all kept it going because y'all work 2 and 3 jobs and still serve the people. Y'all kept it pure. Y'all kept it going because y'all touch the sheep, y'all feel the sheep, y'all love the sheep, and just by y'all love to the people that I see, and I hear people talk about all across the town, the way I see y'all serving, it made me say, let's keep this going, because these people love their people, and I'm all about it, and so is Habitat.
Yep.
Are you saying that 600 to 700 houses have been constructed?
So I think we're building our 700th house this year.
Yep.
Wow.
It should be done, I think, by the end of the year, that house will be built.
Yeah.
So 700 houses by our affiliate would probably been around since 1988.
Yep.
Habitat has been around since 1976, like the big overarching Habitat. But Habitat East Central Ohio, that you said our stumping ground's been around since 1988. So that's a big part of how we do it. We try to do 25 houses a year, and we have a great leadership who finds a way to get it done. And we work with a good team.
Yep.
I really do salute the fact that the pastors, we do come together. And what I love about Habitat is the fact that Habitat is an effort to it bridges the gap between Christ and the culture, and how in the culture, Habitat really is allowing, what you gentlemen are doing is allowing the love of God to be a bright light in our community. You know, when you consider the southeast section of town, the history, I'm sure you're familiar with the history of Southeast Canton. Back in the 50s and the 60s, there was, it was a vibrant community, had African-American businesses, African-American congregations, a thriving, vibrant, I should say, community. And then the U.S. 30 project came through. Yeah. And that really decimated this area. And, of course, I've heard stories from a lot of folks before my time. And so when you said something about the folks you talked to on 3rd and 4th Street and, mm-hmm. and how this community continues to exist and persist in face of obstacles. And then Habitat comes in to make that contribution, that commitment to Southeast Canton. And gentlemen, I tell you, I really do salute what you have done, the work you have done with our area pastors. And I can say that the pastors love working with you.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, coming from ministry before working at Habitat, getting to see this take place has just been one of the highlights of my career at Habitat. Something I never dreamed of being something that I would get to be a part of, especially unity amongst in the church was something that's always been a passion of mine. And coming from ministry and trying to make some strides and see that happen, it never really happened when I was working in ministry, as a vocation. But to see God coming full circle, and being faithful to me in that, and then being at Habitat and seeing that take place, mm-hmm. I just give God all the glory to that, because it's his work. And being able to see fruitfulness coming from the unity is just, it's an,
some would say taste and see.
Yeah. Like you really can't put words to it. It's just that incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely incredible. I think about, so we are about 21 days so from this worship gathering that mm-hmm. we have on May 31st. And when I think about just the behind the scenes and some of the pictures, I mean, I was there. But that moment of thinking, looking at a picture will almost make me go back there again, mm-hmm. Because it was just a beautiful day. So as we are getting closer to it, and you say the history, to see that much history in one place and see that much love for people and God in one place, it blows me away. Like how Peter always said, like, I'm astonished by you, God. I'm mm-hmm. astonished. Like, forgive me for ever thinking I had something right. That's how that thing feels like to me. But I said all that to say, and I can't think of it, but I'm excited to see the history come. Oh, that was the piece. What I love about the Southeast and why I say that is the Southeast loves you so well, and it has so much that to you. Like, it grows my faith to see the people come together, because yes. a lot of them have the history. Like, it's a family reunion out there at the end of the day, because we all are, you know, Southeast is such connected. Everybody been to everybody's church, and there's no rivalry up there. And I think that people are coming together in a, I couldn't put in the song piece, but when I think of, Kirk Franklin's like kingdom and how they scream and like, this is what heaven looks like. Like, this is what heaven looks like. If I would hope that God looked down and told five angels to look down with him at that day. That's my only hope. But that's it, man. I'm excited to see the history come together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love for you gentlemen to share some information regarding that May 31st gathering. Tell us a little bit about that.
So basically, as I said, I'm sorry. So we are going to gather again May 31st at the Southeast Community Playground. The address is 401 14th Street Southeast, Canton, Ohio, 44707. This is behind the old Lathrop, but right now the school is called Compton Learning Center. So you can't miss it from 30, but if you get around the Southeast, you're probably going to hear the music that day, so you just drive on in. You can kind of park wherever. Park mostly on the street. It's going to be street parking, but gates will open at 10:30. We're going to have donuts. We're going to have refreshments. It's going to be a good time. At the gate, you can get your communion. Then you will be seated. Then the service will start at 11 a.m. With that being said, this sermon, I guess, is the 7 I Am statement. So if you want to study up, get in your Bible plan and do it. But I'm excited to see what the pastors and everybody will bring that Sunday.
Yeah, and there's also that weekend, for those who might be interested, there is the Southeast Stride 5K on the day before at 9 a.m. So that's Saturday, May 30th at 9 a.m. There's a cost to be a part of that, but that goes towards building houses. Again, a lot of those being in the Southeast side there in Canton. But just an awesome opportunity for men and women of faith before we get to get together to worship. Maybe to even just run those streets and pray while we're running or walking or strolling, or maybe in my case, limping. But however that goes, just an opportunity for people to be a part of the Southeast even more.
Yeah, yeah. And we can't forget Friday, though. I want to say one more spot for Friday. Friday the 29th, we are partnering with Cena and Urban League is coming together for a kickoff into wellness, man. It's going to be a good day. Free food. That will start at 5:30 right there behind Lathrop at the playground. They're going to do ACE tests. They will have some haircuts there. It's going to be a good family fun day. A lot of kid games that people may play musical chairs. So bring your cushion because you might fall on that concrete, but it's going to be a good time, man. So make sure y'all make all 3 days. It's a 3-day weekend out in the Southeast Playground.
I remember last year, the Sunday gathering. That was an incredible experience. For the community, all the churches in the Southeast quadrant of the city came together. And there must have been 300 or 400 people there.
Yep.
From all different denominations, worshiping together outside. It was a definite expression, feeling of community, of love. And for me, seeing people that I've known my whole life and to worship together, that was an awesome experience to that. And I think it's just it's a definite plus for Southeast Canton. And I could imagine there was a lot of work that went into that. Am I correct?
I mean, yes and no, I think. I think a lot of it was just the grace of God kind of making it it really work out. You know, last year we kind of came up with the idea to have all the pastors or at least all the churches represented in some form or fashion during the service time. And, you know, coming from ministry, when you start to preach, sometimes you don't stop. So the fact that you all kept it to 2 to 3 minutes each was incredible. So I think really a lot of it was an idea and some prayer, and God just bathed us in grace, and I think things came together. And yeah, I mean, there was a lot of work setting things up, tearing some things down. Brad mentioned earlier, there's a fantastic team at Habitat. So thankful for that team and all they do. Behind the scenes and even those who are not behind the scenes, but it's just I think many hands make light work.
Well said.
When there's that many coming together for the cause of Habitat, but beyond that, for the cause of Christ and for the cause of a community that we love, I think it makes it easier.
Yeah.
It was, what I loved about it was you had Baptist, Methodist, Church of God in Christ, you had non-denominational, Church of Christ, even Mennonite were all there together under the sky. And I remember the praise team. The praise team was awesome. The praise team was awesome. And the preaching was awesome. And I remember the altar appeal, all those things were going on. And it was a wonderful opportunity to pray for our community as well. To some of the challenges that the Southeast has. So to have the people of God engaging in prayer, engaging in worship in the Southeast, I think that is a significant, significant contribution. I want to ask you, gentlemen, what are some of the other future efforts of Habitat for Humanity that's coming over the horizon?
Future efforts.
Any future plans?
I would say if it's future, but it's always present, it's that we're going to build houses for hardworking families. We're going to do education classes. We're going to do things with excellence at Habitat. I think our consistency to be able to do things well has been our biggest benefit. So I don't know what I say, or I don't know if you asking me. If you asking me, I would say that's what we gonna do well. Because I think that Proverbs, but like if you write it and make it plain, whatever God puts on Habitat's heart and by the leadership and the team that we have there, as Ben said, I think that whatever effort God has put in front of us, we're going to do it well in the way he designed us to do. So when it comes to what Habitat is made for, it's the mission statement. So we're going to do all those things well. So I couldn't put one project on you, but I think that 700 would be great.
I've got one project. It's really kind of already been in the works and has been really kind of for a little while now. It was definitely God at work and some of the things that were happening, but Brad had come up with this idea for this family dinner idea, and we were able to kind of put this thing on at Habitat where we brought in current homeowners into the building there for a few weeks and got families to put their phones away and to sit down around a dinner table and to eat a home-cooked meal together. And to actually look at each other in the face and have conversations. A lot of that came from just the idea that the disciples devoted themselves to that act. And that we feel that there's something sacred to being around the dinner table together. And so Brad had come up with this idea for family dinner. And from that was born the idea to build family tables for our partner families as well. And so we've had volunteers come in and in fact, the Southeast table, some gentlemen from there, came and helped us build one of those tables and paint some of those tables and stain them, nice, solid hardwood tables that should last for generations, with our families. That we hope and pray that this is a space for our families to, find sacred for them and that where they can, have some meaningful conversations and some development take place for their relationships, both whether it's spouses or kids or whoever the case may be, that this is a place and a table that is blessed by God for them and their families as they grow.
Yeah, as he said,
that's wonderful.
A unique thing that Ben say I birthed it, but actually Ben birthed it when he told me he eat dinner with his family every night. And I said, what? You eat dinner with your family every night? He said, everything is dismissed. And we sit at the table and we have dinner and we talk about what our days were like and we communicate. And I said, that sounds like a movie. And he was like, well, it's my movie. So I said, well, let's make this movie a reality. Not saying that I wasn't doing that with my family, but this, the consistency and the obedience of doing that with your family will allow you to just always say families is like an incubator. And if you take care of your kids, and I think it's best, it's well said in Psalms 128 when it says, you know, blessed is the man who fears the Lord and his wife will be, or sweet is the labor of his hands, and his wife will be a fruitful vine around the table, and his kids will just grow crazy. And that thought of just being at a table and communicating and talking about what families look like with homeowners who are already in their house, who are already doing family. So all we doing is adding icing to the cake, and they're just like, they're enjoying it. And it's a beautiful thing. So, what I can say we doing, we building strong families who really love their kids and love their house and have pride in all they do. And, it really ain't no greater gift than that.
I'm really shocked by the notion of a table for the family. I think that is so wonderful. There's a lot of symbolism that's with that. And so, gentlemen, I am so happy that you're able to come on our church and culture program. And I really celebrate how Habitat is really bridging that gap. Gentlemen, you are definitely living out the love of God, and you're sharing that love with the community. And so I really do celebrate the work that you've done. It's wonderful work that you're doing. And Habitat has definitely been a community asset so that home ownership is possible for many different people. So, before we conclude, is there anything else you gentlemen would like to say regarding Habitat, the Southeast Table, or even the Sunday gathering in just a few seconds?
I'd say just that I'm excited for this worship gathering, just for that glimpse of eternity that we're going to have with everybody there in the Southeast side. And thankful to you, Wilbur, and to all the rest of the guys and gals that are part of the Southeast Table, and just what God is doing through everyone.
Amen.
All right. Well, folks, please log on. Please remember to come and continue to listen to All Saints Radio. We have wonderful gospel music. As a matter of fact, this particular program is going to be on our website at allsaintstemple.org as a podcast, and you can listen to it on demand. May God's blessings be with each and every one of you.